So we're doing our review of the Ein Yaakov and Brachot. We'll begin with the second chapter of Brachot. I guess that'll be Yud Gimel. In the Gemara, Mem Amadeus in the Ein Yaakov. And the Gemara told us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha explained that the order, Shema and Vehoyam Shema, is an ordering of a person's life. Initially, a person has to first accept the concept that God runs the world, and from there he could evolve into the concept of the obligation to perform mitzvot. After we discuss the responsibility to perform mitzvot, that's the parsha of Vehoyam Shema, we evolve to the parsha of Vayomer, because Vayomer is relevant only by day. Tzitzis is a mitzvah that applies to the day garments. So Vehoyam Shema discusses all of mitzvot. It's relevant day and night. That's why it precedes Vayomer, which is a discussion of mitzvot of the day primarily. Chazal tell us that really we have an obligation to remember that God took us out of Mitzrayim. We don't have to do it specifically with the parsha of Tzitzis. So why did the rabbis institute that we read the parsha of Tzitzis every morning? Because the parsha of Tzitzis has a few very important concepts. It has the mitzvah of Tzitzis. It has the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It has the responsibility to take on the yoke of mitzvot. It has the importance of not going after external philosophies, contemplating sin, contemplating idol worship. All these points are in the parsha of Tzitzit, and that's why we read it every morning. Sumchus taught us that when we say Shema, we should elongate the Dalit of Echad. We should say Echad. Now, the way we pronounce the Dalit, that's impossible. But the way the Yemenites do, like a TH, then you could say it longer. Echad, the Dalit, and Echad. But the way we pronounce it, that's not possible. When one does it, he has to be careful not to swallow the Chetz. It has to be clear. He's saying Echad, and then say the Dalit as long as he needs to, in order to think that God is above and below and on all four sides. But for us, that's not relevant. Well, we can't do that the way we pronounce the Dalit. On all four sides and above and below. Yeah.
Does that have to do with the Dalit?
As you say Dalit, you think that, and that's why you say Dalit longer, to have that thought. When you're saying God is singular, you're saying He's singular all over. What?
You just go
Echad. Right, so D is adding a vowel.
Oh, okay.
The idea is you shouldn't add vowels.
But isn't going
Echad, you didn't add a vowel.
Oh, okay.
You added a consonant, not a vowel. You elongated the consonant. You didn't add a vowel. Let's continue. We're doing a review. Rav Yosef said that a person, when he reads Shema, shouldn't lie on his back, shouldn't lie on his stomach. If he turns to the side, that's okay. And then the Gemara said that whenever a person goes to sleep, he shouldn't lie on his back or his stomach, because that could lead him to have an emission when he sleeps. If a person is very tired, or like Rav Yochanan, who was very heavy, so then it's difficult for him to get up once he's lied down, so then it's enough if he turns to his side and reads Shema on his side. And we said, for Sephardim, it's enough to turn to the side completely. For Ashkenazim, unless it's a big bother, they should sit up and read Shema when they say Shema at night and day. When we say Hashem Elokechem Emet, so then we don't say the word Emet the second time, Emet V'yatziv, even though the word Emet is technically part of the next parsha, it's Emet V'yatziv V'nachon, but when we say God's name, we don't want to make a break between God's name and the word Emet. So we say Hashem Elokechem Emet, and then we begin V'yatziv V'nachon V'kayam. But we don't repeat the word Emet, even though we might have a pause of a few seconds from the time we said Hashem Elokechem Emet, and when we continue the next paragraph, V'yatziv V'nachon. Chazal tell us, Ula says, that one who reads Shema without tefillin, it's as though he's saying false testimony against himself. Here he is reading in Shema, you're supposed to wear tefillin, and he himself is not wearing tefillin. So we have to be careful when we wear tefillin, and when we say Shema, and when we say the Shemone Esrei in the morning, if only we could, we should wear tefillin during that time. Rabbi Yochanan taught us that if one wants to accept the yoke of heaven in a full fashion, so he should wake up right away in the morning, cleanse himself, relieve himself, wash his hands, don his tefillin, and then go straight into prayer. And this is a way of accepting the yoke of heaven completely. We're not busy with something else. We go straight from sleeping to cleaning ourselves to accepting the yoke of heaven upon us. then the Gemara told us that if you don't have water to wash your hands before prayer, so then it's enough to wash your hands with anything that can clean your hands. You could wash your hands with fresh wipes, you could rub them on a piece of wood in the morning when we wake up, so then there's a special institution to wash your hands with water. But also in the morning, if you don't have water, so you could wipe your hands clean and that's enough. Until you get the water, you could pray just coming off of that, because the verse says we have to ensure our hands are clean for prayer. The main point here is the cleanliness. Now you have to know this. People don't realize that even for Mincha and Maariv, we're supposed to wash our hands with water. If we don't have water, we could clean them any other way. But technically, if you can, you should get a cup of water and wash your hands before you pray Shmona Esrei. Rav Chama Rabbi Chanina taught that if one reads Shema and is careful to say all the letters accurately, so then they'll cool off perdition on his behalf. And he quoted a verse to support that. Then Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina taught that the verse juxtaposes the tent to the streams to tell us that just like a stream can purify a person, so too the tents of Torah also raise a person from a situation of being sinful to a situation of being with merits. The pasuk says, what? No, I mean the academies are often referred to the tents of Torah, or Alecha Yaakov, the tents of Torah. Yeah, the yeshivas are referred to as tents. And Bezat Shem, we'll pick up over here next week with our review.